Since I came on board here at the TSP, we had the debt limit has had to be raised over 30 times, and about a dozen of those times we've run into these periods of hiatus when debt securities could not be issued. So this is a well-worn path. That's well understood by those who do it, but I think you're right that there are other people who haven't been exposed to it before and who might be needlessly concerned.
Well, whenever you see a news story that says that Timothy Geithner is going to stop issuing securities that go into the G fund, that makes people nervous. And even if they've heard it before, it maybe doesn't register or doesn't resonate or whatever. So talk about what it means and what it doesn't mean.
Sure. And perhaps the initial thing to say to quell anyone's concerns is this. G fund earnings continue to accrue whether securities are issued or whether securities are not issued. And the reason that is because in 1987 we asked Congress for legislation to guarantee that when we were facing one of these situations right at the beginning of the TSP and when the only fund we had was the G fund. Congress gave us that statutory protection. So there is the starting point is there is nothing to be concerned about. Now, as far as the technical details are concerned, a lot of people think about the G fund as holding money. The G fund doesn't hold money. The G fund holds securities, which are debt issuances by the Treasury of the United States of America. That's what G fund investors are investing in. They're investing in federal debt with a promise to pay earnings at a particular rate. When you run into this point where the Treasury of the United States has issued a certain amount of debt up to the limit that's allowed by federal law, it can no longer issue securities because to do so would be to breach the statute limiting the amount of debt that the government can issue. So knowing that that was coming in 1987, and there seemed to be a political showdown shaping up, as there always is on this.
You know, hard to believe that happened.
Right. And the fact that our main goal is to keep this fund, as we have successfully now for over 25 years, insulated from all politics, whether it's partisan politics, politics of the budget, or the politics of the debt limit. We said, let's figure out a way to hold this fund fully protected. And that's what we did with this legislation, which says that even if securities are not issued, earnings will continue to accrue. That allows us to keep accepting the money that's coming in for investment, sending it to the Treasury, so the Treasury continues to hold those funds, and we are able in the TSP system to continue to calculate the earnings that are accruing because of this guarantee in law.
Now, my friends and colleagues, Emily and Lauren, went through and did some research on this, and this is what they gave me. Last week, President Obama requested a $1.2 trillion borrowing limit increase, the third and final request as part of a deal the White House reached with lawmakers in August to prevent a government default. In a symbolic gesture, the House voted against raising the borrowing cap. The Senate's expected to kill the House's resolution of disapproval, and the president's veto power guarantees the increase will go through as planned. The increase would bring the debt limit to $16.4 trillion. When that happens, Secretary Geithner can again begin to issue these securities, and we're back to all we have to do at that point, if I'm not mistaken, is rely on the make-whole provision that you talked about.
That's right. And remember, the make-whole, though, is to make those securities whole, because we have kept accounts updated. So what you're doing is replacing the securities in the G fund with what would have been there had there been no interruption in the issuance of those securities.
The reason I wanted you to come on and talk about this, Tom, as I said, people get emotional about this and they stop thinking rationally and they stop looking at the facts the way that they're presented. And I wanted to make sure, I know this is something that sometimes it's one of these things that's probably better to not even stir it up. But because of some of the things that circulate now on the internet and everything, I just wanted to get it directly from you to understand exactly how this process works.
Well, and I'm glad you did, Francis, because what concerns me the most is someone might hear a snippet of information and think, oh, I've got to get my money out of the G fund because it's not safe. As long as it's in the G fund, it is safe. It is guaranteed when securities are issued by those securities, and it is guaranteed when securities are not issued by federal law. So people should not be unsure as to the safety of their G fund investments. A tragedy would be somebody taking funds out of the super safe G fund and putting them in the market and losing, because the market, it goes up and the market sometimes goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of turns things on its head in that regard. And so I think it is important to talk about it and be fully transparent and open about what is actually occurring here.